Today we're doing that Mem Ches Amir Aleph. Who remembers where we left off? Mem Zayin and Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Okay, so we've been talking about being mitzayif different people slash things to a zimun. What do I mean by things? Different. Or to a minion. What do we say? Tishava Aron, the Aron, what? The Aron Gavra, right? We spoke about Shabbos. Shabbos counting to the zimun. Shabbos Gavra. Shabbos not a person. What? Katan, right? So we're talking about all that. There is, what? No school. Oh, it's been canceled? Okay, mazel tov everyone. So maybe we should do the whole daf now. Maybe we should do the whole daf. Okay, so there's, or maybe we'll do it on what do you call it? On Skype. So there is one place where we do count Shabbos like a person, in halacha, that Shabbos counts like a person. Anyone know where that is? Good halacha trivia. So there is a sugya in the beginning of Maseches Ksubos, in the first paragraph of Maseches Ksubos, about Shevah Brachos. About Shevah Brachos. What's the halacha about Shevah Brachos? What do you need in order to recite Shevah Brachos? Okay, Chasan and Kala, that's a given, right? Panim Chadashos. On Shabbos. Shabbos counts as the Panim Chadashos. You don't need Panim Chadashos. So that's, you see, Shabbos does count as a person. Sometimes. In that case. But not over here. Over here, Shabbos is not a gavra. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, katan poreach mezamen lav. You have a flowering katan, you can count him toward a zimun, meaning a katan who is physically maturing. Tani namiyachi, katan shevi shtei sa'aros, if a katan has two hairs, mezamen lav. What? It means he's not yet 13, right? That's for this halacha, vishalowe vi shtei sa'aros, ein mezamen lav. And if he doesn't have shtei saros, cannot be mezamin with him. Ve'ein mitaktikin b'katan. But we don't pay such careful attention about the katan. So it says more haguf akasha. That's a stira. Amrit hevi shtei saros in lo evi lo. On the one hand, you say that we're very careful. He's got to have shtei saros. If he doesn't have shtei saros, no good. Vadatani ein mitaktikin b'katan. Then he said we don't care about the katan. That we're not so exacting. We don't look so carefully. So it says more lasuye mai lav lasuye katan pareach. What it means is, if you have a katan that you know has shtei saros, you don't have to check if he's 13. That's what it means, ein medaktikin. He doesn't need to have shtei saros. He does not need to be 13 years old. That's the way Rashi understands it. Says the Gemara further, the less hilchsa kikol anishmaitza. We don't pass like any of this. Ela ki hadam Rav Nachman. We pass like what Rav Nachman says, katan ayodea lemi mevarchin mezamnin lav. If the child is old enough to know who we are being mevarech, that's good enough.
So a four-year-old.
So the Gemara, therefore, because of that kasha, the Gemara tells the following story. Abai and Rava Aviyasi kameh the Rabba. Abai and Rava were sitting in front of Rabba. They were little kids, and they were learning Torah from Rabba. Amruluhu Rabba. So Rabba said, what do you say to little kids? Lemi mevarchin. Who do we say brachos to? So what did they say? They were well-trained Orthodox children. What do you respond? Hashem, right? So Amri Lei, L'Rachmana, Ta Hashem. So then he challenged them a little further, because anyone could say the word Ta Hashem. You could be a very young child, as long as you know your Uncle Maishi really well, you can say the word, but you have no concept of what that means. What is Hashem? You know, a lot of little kids think Hashem is a person. They don't realize what Hashem is. I remember when I was going through with one of my kids, I don't remember which kid it was, we were looking through my wedding album. Oh, who's that? That's Bubby. And who's that? That's Zadie. And who's that? That's Abba when he had hair. And who's that? Right, going through all the, and we pointed to Rav Shechter, and who's that? And one of the kids said, Hashem. So like, even in my house, Rav Shechter is not Hashem. That's not a thing. You can't. So, but they're a little kid. Doesn't know. So a lot of times a kid will know to say Hashem, but he's not going to actually know what that means. So I think they just got the text. So Rachmana. So he said that Hashem. So he said Rachmana Eich Yosef. Where is this Hashem you speak of? So Rava Achvi Lishmei Talala. Rava pointed up. He pointed to the roof, to the ceiling. Abaye Nafak Lebra. Abaye says no, not good enough. If you want me to show you Hashem, you got to come out. Got to come outside with me. So they went outside. Achvi Klapi Shemaya, and he pointed to the sky. That's where Hashem is. Which really, like, calls the whole Uncle Moshe thing into question, you know? It's only up, up. It's not down, right, left, here, there, and everywhere. It's only up, apparently. So Amalu Rabba said, Tarvaychu Rabbanon Avisu. You will both be great rabbis. meaning he was so impressed with their answer that they understood the Mim Mevarchin, that he was able to predict that they would be great rabbis when they grow up. And, you know, lucky guess, right? Hainu Da'amri Inchi, this is what people say, Butzin Mikatfe Yadia, that when you have a melon, you could already tell when it's before it's even ripened, when it's just when the sap is first going into the fruit to develop, you could already tell whether it's going to develop nicely or not. Sometimes at early stages, you could already see what something is destined to become. So too, with Rava and Abaye, even at a very early stage, you could see that there was something special about them. Yeah, I mean, you'd say that they have this potential. They have this, and they are already starting to realize that potential.
What does that have to do with the fact that, according to this 4-year-old, can count?
Yeah, meaning he can count if he understands that Hashem is not a person.
If
that
Hashem the Uncle Moshi song would be enough, then.
If he knows the Uncle Moshi song, then he knows, oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, he has to understand it, not just sing it.
Maybe he does sound this tomorrow. We can imply that they would have to know, knowing that he's up only in Shemayim, that implies they understand that he's a Kabbalah.
Maybe, I don't know, the Gemara needs more elaboration. I'm not sure, we have to look around and find what the Mefarshim say. But main point number one, a child who knows Limi Mevarchim, to who we are blessing, can count toward a Zimun, like Abaye and Rava when they were young. Amar Rav Yehuda Berei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, said in the name of Rav, Tisha achl dagon vechad achl yerek mitstarfin. You have 9 people, this happens all the time, you have 9 people eating, like, you know, real meal, eating bread and everything, and one person is on the diet, you know, he can't have this, he's just eating lettuce the whole time, he's just eating green the whole time. What?
Like a salad, not even.
Yeah, so he's having a salad. So they could be mitstarif to a minion, that's good enough, they could be mitstarif. Amar Rabbi Zeira, boy minemi Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Zeira said, you know, I once asked Rabbi Yehuda, you told me that 9 people eating bread and 1 person eating salad. But what about Shmona Mahu? What if you have 8 people eating bread and 2 people eating salad? Or Shiva Mahu? What if you have 7 people eating bread and 3 people eating salad? 7 eating bread and 3 eating salad. Amalei lo shnai. So it doesn't make a difference. If 9 and 1 is good, so 8 and 2 and 7 and 3, well, why would it matter? So he says, Shisha, an important girsa change over here. The Bach says, Shisha vai lomi vaili. What does the word vai mean? What? Yeah, it's vai. Vai is oive. Is woe unto me that I didn't ask that question. Meaning I didn't ask one more shaila. I wish I would have asked from Yehuda, what if it's 6? I didn't ask about 6, because that, the answer might have been different. So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Shapravad v'li ba'ilach." It was a good idea not to ask about 6. Hasam time am I? Why is 7, 8, or 9 good enough? Mishum dika ruba, because you have majority, and that's all you need. Well, hachanami yika ruba. Isn't it therefore obvious that 6 is also what? What? Hello. Why are we all sleeping today?
6
is also a rove, so of course 6 is okay. What are you upset you didn't ask about 6? You need to ask, you need to chap him about every little detail. Of course, if he said 7, 8, and 9 is okay, 6 is okay. So the Eus Savar, he thought Ruba Demin Karbina, that you need a super majority, that a simple majority is not enough. And that right, well, whatever it is, you need a not quite 2/3, but or more than 2/3, right. So, main point number 2. 7, 8, or 9 people who ate grain and the remainder ate vegetables can make a minion. But if it's 6 people who ate grain, we have machlokas whether majority is enough or you need a supermajority. Now the Gemara tells a story. Yanai Malcha Umalchasa. King and Queen Yanai were having a meal together. Now here's the thing. After you have a meal, what do you got to do if you had bread? You got to bench. What if you don't know how to bench? So you got to call up a rabbi, and the rabbi will help you bench, right? But what if you have the problem that you killed all the rabbis? So now who are you going to call? So this is what happened to Yanai. You hate when that happens, right? So
you're just
when you need them, you know, you just happen to have killed them all. So why did he kill all the rabbis? So the Gemara tells us Maseches Kiddushin, because the rabbis paskin, since he was from the Beis Chashmonai, the rabbis paskin that he wasn't a Kohen, and he didn't like that Pesach. And what do you do when you don't like the Pesach of your rabbi?
Kill him
and all of his friends. So he had killed all of the rabbis. So he was not a tzaddik, obviously. Because he had killed all the rabbis, he didn't have anyone to bench for him. So Amrullah Ledebitu, he said to his wife, Man Yavlan Gavra de Mevarichlan. If only we had a man who could bench for us. We need a man to bench for us. We need a rabbi. Assuming a rabbi has to be a man. Amrullah, so she said to him, Ishtabali di Maisina la Gavra de la Matsaratale. Just swear to me that if I find you a rabbi, you're going to play nicely. You're not going to do anything to him. You're not going to hurt him. You're not going to bother him. You're going to be nice to the rabbi that I'm going to find. So Ishtavala, he swore to her. So she went out, and I see say l'Shimon ben Shetach Achua. She brought her brother, who happened to have been a rabbi, Shimon ben Shetach. Osve ben Didei l'Dida. So here's the king and the queen at two ends of this table in the palace, and they sit Shimon ben Shetach down right in between them. So Amar Lei, Yanai, the king, says to Shimon ben Shetach, Chazisa kami yakra avinnalach? You see the kind of respect we're giving you? The kind of honor we're giving you? How many people get to have a meal with just the king, the queen, and you? Pretty good, right? Or not just the king, the queen, and them. There were other people there as well, because they had a whole zimun. But that you get to sit right between the king and the queen. That says pretty significant respect. Amrlei love at kamukrutli. He says, you're not the one that's giving me the honor. Ela oraisi demukrutli. It's the Torah that gives me the honor. Dichsiv salsav etzram mechot vrech tiv chabedcha kita chabkena. That the Torah ultimately will honor you when you embrace it. So it's the Torah that's giving me the honor. It is not you that's giving me the honor. So Amrlei, Yanai turns to his wife and he says, kachazisa delam kabel marus. What's with this guy's attitude problem? You see, he has a problem with authority. Here I am, the king. I'm telling him that I'm being nice to him. I'm sitting him right next to me. And he's giving me attitude. What, just because I killed all of his friends? So, okay, but he still continued to play nicely. He didn't bother him because he promised his wife. The whole story, you know, so odd. He killing all the rabbis, that he didn't ask a shayla about. Right? But benching, he's very nervous. How's he going to bench? So Yavale Kasa Levruche. So they give Shimon ben Shetach a coast to bench with. Omar, and he says, what do you want me to say on this coast? Hechi Yivruch, what should I bench? Baruch Shachal Yanai V'chaverov Mishalo. You know, what's the normal text? Baruch Shachal Mishalo. But I didn't eat. You didn't offer me a morsel of food since I walked in here. So what am I supposed to say? Baruch Shachal Yanai V'chaverov. Oh, blessed is Hashem who fed Yanai and his friends. I mean, come on, where's me? I didn't eat anything. I can't bench for you. So Shasilu Kasa, he drank that kos, Yavale Kasa Achrina, and they gave him instead a different kos. Ubaruch, and he benched once he drank one kos. Am Rabbi Abba, brother of Chia Baraba, Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Chia Baraba, who apparently was named after his grandfather, said, Shimon ben Shetach da'avad legarmehu da'avad. That when Shimon ben Shetach paskin that drinking one kos is enough to be able to lead benching, that's his own psak. No one really agrees with him. We don't hold that if you drank a kos of yayin and that's it, that you could lead benching. We don't hold that way. Because Rabbi Chiya Baraba says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, li olam einu motzi yasra midei chavasan ad sheyochal kezayis dagan. You can only be motzi other people in benching if you ate a kezayis of grain. You have to have bread. Ask him, what? He had shivas amin, but he didn't have bread. He didn't have a kezayis dagan. Ukidetanya changes it to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lomer. Allah vehisav imahim. Afilu lo tov alimalam el betzir. V'lochim amel grogos achas. If you go and you eat with other people, you sit with other people, even if you only had a little fruit or something, mitztarif, you can count toward the zimun. You sit down at the lunch table, your friends are having, they washed, so they're having something that they wash, and you're just having sushi, right? Can you join in their zimun? Yes, you can count. No, you don't need minder. Grogros achas. Mitzdari, if you could join in their zimun. Yeah, it's true for mitzdari, if you could join in the zimun. Aval lahotzi as a rabbi midei chovasan, but to be motzi them, which means in our language, to lead the benching, achi yochel kazai is dagan. That you need to actually have bread for. One second. In Marnami, Amr Rav Chana Bar Yehuda Mishmei de Rava, and we said the same thing. Rav Chana Bar Yehuda says the name of Rava. Afilu lo tavali mayim ela betzira velochli mayim ela grogos achas. Mitzdarif. Whatever you eat is good enough to be mitzdarif, to join. If you want to be motzi them, you want to bench for other people, you want to lead the benching, you need a kazayis dagan. And we say it one more time. Amr Rav Chana Bar Yehuda Mishmei de Rava. Hilchasa, the halacha is, achal ala yerek, you eat a little leafy vegetable, vishasa kos shel yayin, or you drink a kos of wine, mitzare, you can join together in the zimun. Lahotzi and emotzi, achiyoch kazayis dagan. But you can only be motzi if you eat a kazayis dagan. How many main points did we do so far? Okay, so number three is the story of Shimon ben Shetach being motzi, the king, and benching after drinking one cup of wine. Story of Shimon ben Shetach being motzi, the king, and benching after drinking one cup of wine. And then number four is to be part of a mezumun, eating anything is good enough. But to lead the mezumun, you need to eat a kazayis dagan. You need to eat a kazayis of bread. Now, it's important to point to the Tosfos at the bottom of the page. Tosfos at the bottom of the page raises a fundamental question. How much does a person have to eat in order to be chayiv and benching on a daraisa level? Midaraisa. Nechalto zavati. You have to eat a kadei sviya, right? Yanai probably ate kadei sviya, right? What would we say, la halacha, how much would you have to eat in order to be motzi, the guy who ate a kadesviya? A kazayas. When you eat a kazayas, you're only chayiv midrabanan. Generally speaking, we assume someone who's chayiv midrabanan cannot be motzi someone who's chayiv midaraisa. Not only that, it's a beferusha gemara earlier in this mesechta, where the gemara says that a child cannot be motzi his father in benching if the father ate a kadesviya. Why? Even if the kid stuffed his face in the Kadesh Sviya, he cannot be Motzi's father. Why? Because the child is only Chayev Mide Rabbanan. Dad's Chayev Mide Oraisa. Someone who's Chayev Mide Rabbanan cannot be Motzi, someone who's Chayev Da Oraisa. So ask Tosos, what's going on over here? Over here we're saying you eat a Kazayas Dagan, you can be Motzi people who fill their stomachs. But a child who eats a Kazayas Dagan cannot be Motzi, a child who eats even a Kadesh Sviya cannot be Motzi's father. Because he's only Chayev Mide Rabbanan. What's going on? So first he quotes Rashi. And Rashi says, the reason the child cannot be motzi his father is not because the child is only chayiv midrabban and the father is chayiv daraisa. The reason the child cannot be motzi his father is because the child is not chayiv at all. The child has no chiyuv. What, an 11-year-old doesn't have to bench? No, we're talking about a gil chinuch. What? No, that's not it. Tos quotes from Rashi that yeah, an 11-year-old has to bench, but it's not his chiyuv. It's the father's chiyuv of chinuch to see to it that he benches. But it's not the kid's mitzvah, it's dad's mitzvah. And therefore the kid is not chayiv at all. That's why he can't be motzi his father. But someone who's actually chayiv midraban can be motzi someone who's chayiv midaraisa. That's answer number one. Then Tosfos suggests in the name of the Bahag that a guy who eats a kazayis cannot be motzi others who ate a kadei sviya. It must be that we're only talking about, if you eat a kazayis dagan, you can be most of the others who also only ate a kazayis dagan. But Tosfos says that seems against our Gemara, because Yanai probably ate a lot more than that, right? So that seems a little strange. Then Tosfos says, wait a second. Let's say I made Kiddush already, and then someone else comes that hasn't heard Kiddush. Am I allowed to say Kiddush again for them? Yes, but I already got my mitzvah. I'm not chayiv at all right now. How can I say Kiddush for them? It's for, but how? So why can't we say the same thing about benching? Says Tosfos, you can. You could bench for them because they're chayiv in benching. It's your problem. Only if you're a gadol though. A katan since a katan never even has potential to be chayiv midaraisa and bejik, he can eat as much as he wants, he's never going to be chayiv midaraisa. A gadol is a bar chiyuva midaraisa, he's included in benching on a daraisa level, it's just this time he didn't eat enough, he could still be motzi others. So then you'll ask, so why does he have to eat anything? Right, by Kiddush, I don't have to be chayiv at all. Why do we have to eat it? Because Dagan Sotot says that's a technicality. Because he's going to say the words, Baruch Sheh, Sheh what? Sheh Achalnu. What does Achalnu mean? That we ate. It's a lie if he didn't eat. The only reason he needs to eat Kazai's Dagan is not for the technical obligation of being Motzi. He just has to say Baruch Sheh Achalnu in order to not be a liar. So we paskin achalnu means achila zekazayis. Shimon Shadach held, it's good enough to have some wine. Okay.